a grease job and an oil change, you tell the, you might tell the mechanic, I want you to, what'd be your instructions there, I want you to
give her a checkup.
Okay, but if you had these two specific things you wanted done,
check the oil on
the grease job and the oil change, you say, I want you to,
I'm not a mechanic.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't say, I want you to do a grease job, but I want you to change the oil and
grease
the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a mechanic either. Now,
right.
If you got your your hands all gummy from the grease, what would you say? My hands are all.
I'd say, what a mess. That's what I'd say. But my hands are all greasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you. Here's the thing I'm curious about. Some kind of mess, they used the word mess,
yeah.
If some kind of mess were made on the floor, did you call that anything besides a mess?
No.
Can I remember? You say your hands are all greasy or greasy.
Yeah.
Did you ever say gommy?
Yeah, gommy.
You so you made a gum on the floor?
On
is
the
that
floor.
Familiar?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That.
I've heard that.
I got things all gummed up here on the floor or something
uh-huh.
like that.
Yeah.
For instance, I laid two eggs on the kitchen cabinet the other day and wasn't they finished and some went plump. And I looked around and I had two broken eggs on the floor.
what word was used? You well remember before rural electrification, all right. What word was used for fuel for lamps?
For what?
For fuel for lamps in homes.
Oh, coal oil was one of them. And for just miner's lamps, they used what we termed as a lard oil.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. With an oil. My father used to sell it at the store. Saw them come in and say, I want a gallon of lard oil. And it was
lard oil? I mean,
it was made of lard oil and processed some way or another. I don't remember just how.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't clear like the regular lard would be when you first melt it, when it's first poured off the fat.
Uh-huh.
But it had more of a, it looked more like, it had a sort of a yellowish or golden color to it.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had a lot of coal mines, before the carbon lamp come in, they used to use these lard oil lamps a lot. And they hooked right on the cap here.
Oh, yeah. You spoke of carbon. Did they ever say carbon oil for our coal oil out here?
No, not to my knowledge.
I don't remember hearing it.
No.
Now, you were speaking an interesting story. You were telling me about somebody who, it's a sad story because somebody who in 1913 was killed, I believe, driving to a football game.
Oh, that was John
at Bloomington.
Yeah.
Now those were the days when tires weren't very very good.
No, they weren't.
Those were the days when they had the inner part of the tire.
A tube.
Uh-huh.
What we call the tube in the tire. And let's see, the tire was put on, and then after you got the tire on the metal band, then there was another metal band that ran around the tire to hold it in position.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't very big in those
no.
days either, were they?
No.
The 1913
no.
tire. Yeah. Well, now, how about the various kinds of small water vehicles for fishing and so on? Do you recall any terms for those?
Like the minibucket, you mean?
No, I was thinking about something you'd get in to go out into the into the lake or river.
There were several types of boats.